In an age when religious fundamentalism is prominent and beliefs seem to divide rather than create bridges of understanding, the decision by the British Library in London to mount an exhibit entitled Sacred, displaying some of the finest manuscripts from Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, was one attempt to break down some of the barriers that divide religions from one another. Realistically, though, no one exhibit of manuscripts or even a well-designed dialogue among members of different religions will quickly turn the tide. But the animosity and distrust that seems to be growing will only be reduced if people of goodwill make an effort to learn about one another, to understand our commonalities, to respect our differences. While I appreciate why the curators of the British Library crafted the exhibit as they did, and know that programs around the world follow the same basic format, focusing on the three major Western religions, those who embrace no faith are absent from such opportunities. In the UK, in fact, their 2001 census reported that fully 23% of the population identified with no religion. Unfortunately, when dialogues to create bridges of understanding are crafted, those who don't hold a religious belief are rarely invited to the table, and they need to be. For in a democratic society, they, like all citizens, are full and equal participants. And as we know, holding a religious belief doesn't guarantee that one is moral or just. Creating communities in which people can live together in peace will require more than just people of different faiths coming to accept one another. It will also require that people of no faith are given the same respect. Unfortunately, just getting some people to recognize that theirs is not the only faith which holds a sacred truth is no simple task. As I walked through the exhibit in the British Library on the day that cars full of explosives were found in London, I was both cognizant of how religions can divide people, but I was also hopeful seeing so many people of different faiths willing to learn. But at the end of the exhibit, I read a comment left by somebody who had visited the exhibit before me. I can only paraphrase it. It went something like this. I found the exhibit interesting, but I was disturbed to see my sacred text sitting next to texts that I don't consider sacred. I tried to determine what faith the author of the comment was, but in fact, it could have been written by any believer of any of the religions represented by the manuscripts there. Unfortunately, the comment revealed the depth of the problem. There are some people who see only their text and their religion as sacred, and all other religions and manuscripts as something less. It occurred to me at that moment how even an exhibit of religious manuscripts would be challenging for some, but more, how difficult it's going to be to build bridges of understanding between people of different faiths. And at that moment, I became a little less hopeful. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.